tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Come on, let it go. Just let it be.
I'm in love with this song. I'm lip syncing over here. She's serenading me. Oh, how good was this song in this episode?
So good. I'm downloading this the second I get home.
I loved it. I love this song.
And this episode, oh my God.
It was amazing. Hey, guys, it is Megan and Fern here tonight with you again for AfterBuzz TV's The Royals After Show. And we love this song.
Oh my God, I love this song.
Stephen, you can just play it the whole time in the background.
Yeah, that would be
entire episode.
That would be fine with us.
We are covering tonight for you Season 2, Episode 6, Doubt Truth to Be a Liar. I need to get better at my accent that I try to do every week.
I don't even try.
That the listeners hate. Hey, guys, if you want to tweet us at all during the episode or later during the week, I am at Megan Stecker. And Fern, my dear?
I am at Fern Roney, R-O-N-A-Y.
Perfect. Well, let's get it started. What an amazing episode.
Amazing.
We kept saying this to each other before we started. It was finally a big... I think Stephen really is going to keep playing this song for forever.
Thank
you, Stephen.
We loved it. Thank you. Gosh, just packed full of stuff that happened. And another week of me trying not to let slip what I already know. So if you guys missed at all last week's show, I actually got to go with our creator, Maria Menounos, to E! For a special taping of... I was allowed to say this last week, right?
Okay.
I think it last week, right? Okay.
I think so.
Yes. It was a special taping of the Royals Hangover, which is E!'s after show, which is normally streams online live right after the show, but this is going to air on the network next week after next week's episode Sunday night, so don't miss it.
So you had to watch through episode 7.
Right, so I've seen through episode 7, so again, another week I'm going to have to hold my tongue and be very careful what I say, but it's 7
you did
is
a
so
good
great.
Job last
on top
week.
Of this week being amazing, next week's going to be even better, so... Okay, Fern, you just, if you're like looking at me all weird, I'll know I've said something terrible.
I'll give you like a signal.
So let's start with, okay, I was going to go from the craziest to the not so crazy, but let's build up. Okay. Let's start with Helena.
Okay.
So here she is devastated when the episode opens. Rachel lets her know, her trusty assistant Rachel lets her know, hey, your bill of succession quietly passed in Parliament.
You would think she'd be ecstatic.
Right. And she's not even listening. No reaction from her.
True grief. That was...
Yes.
Was acting beautifully. Like that she was truly grieving.
So we've actually never seen Helena upset like this.
Yeah.
Because even during her her son and husband's death, we saw very stoic, stonewall, no emotions, Helena. And this is Helena grieving for her love. So she tells... Rachel, give me your keys. Did you know she was going straight to Alistair's cabin?
I thought she might. I didn't know. And so then when she walked into the cabin, I'm like, this is just so sad. Her heart is just broken. And then I was like, is this another ghost?
I know. Like, oh, good point. Good point. So last week was the ghost episode where we're being visited by Simon's ghost over and over and over. And also Price's wife as a ghost
with
has
a
been
ghost.
Visiting
right.
this year. So he's not a ghost. He's alive.
And then I was like, how did that happen? Which we kind of got an explanation, which doesn't satisfy me, but...
Right. No, remind me exactly how he phrased
so,
it.
So he said, I wrote it down, he said, I was prepared when they walked in. He knew he was a dead man walking. Mm-hmm. I was prepared when they walked in. Okay. But I need details.
Right. I think maybe all of his military... I mean, he's a captain in the military, so maybe he somehow... When they pointed the gun at him to fire, he just... grabbed their arms and twisted the gun around. Maybe he shot them.
Okay, so there were two of them. We heard two shots, so maybe he shot each of them.
True.
But why does Lucius think he's dead? Doesn't he realize his two men are not walking
point.
The earth anymore?
Maybe. Okay, so maybe what happened was he was able to grab the gun before they ever fired, and he fired off two rounds into the fireplace or something, just so that Lucius
would think
that he was shot. Or he was able to just aim it elsewhere in the house to keep himself from being shot. Maybe he paid off the men to leave.
Yes, and then said, like, let's make a deal. Okay. All right.
That's another scenario.
But I would like some explanation.
I mean, I think it's amazing he's alive. That was
right. It's amazing he's alive. But I'm like, Helena, ask follow-up questions. Like, you were prepared, and then what? But yes, okay. So he's alive.
Well, maybe that'll come into play later.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Okay, okay.
That we really don't know how he escaped certain death.
Hopefully. Okay.
Being shot at point-blank range.
they had other things to discuss, as it were.
So, in all of the times, for almost the entire episode, Helena is at the cabin with Alistair. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about their relationship. And over again, his point is that, I'm always at your whim. Mm-hmm. It's always about you. I'm always at your disposal. And still, all you care about is staying on that throne. Mm-hmm. And that's all you ever cared about. Mm-hmm. You don't care about me.
He really gave it to her.
He did, which was awesome. And she's still devastated. I mean, can you imagine her emotions are?
Oh, my God.
Wow, geez, I thought you were dead and in total grieving, my love of 30 years. And now you're sitting here telling me that I'm dead to you. Because he said
then
to her.
Then she realizes he's alive. Then he's like, I want nothing to do with you.
I mean,
it's
a roller coaster of a day.
Yeah, I'd say.
So it gets to the point where she's begging him, please, I'll do anything you want. This is what I actually didn't catch this the first time around. It didn't stick with me, so I'm glad when I rewatched it, I caught it. She said, I will leave the palace and I will marry you. Yeah. Those are two humongous promises that I feel like Helena, we know, would never do.
I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I was like, she's saying she'll give up the throne, everything she's worked for, that's all we thought she wanted was to be on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was floored. I was like, she really, really loves him, and he was not budging.
No. Did you think she meant it?
Yeah, okay. I do. Okay. Maybe I've been fooled, but I do. I just think she's really, he's her one true love, and the show is so much about, you know, in the end, it's all about love, and like, she was like, this is it. Like, I'll do it for you, but it was too late.
I felt like
tough. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, like looking down the road, she would totally mean it in the moment. And as soon as she got back to the palace and had her mom up her butt,
per
usual, she'd be like, send him another letter with the wax seal like she always does. Like, sorry, my love.
Right. I have.
Yeah.
That
she just would never follow through. She doesn't really mean it. She loves herself and her lifestyle more than she loves him.
That's a good point. But I think, I don't know, I'd like to believe that her thinking he was dead crushed her so much that she realized it was all that was important in life, which happens sometimes. And then she got her greatest gift. He's back. He's alive.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe it changed her, but we've seen, you're right. Her behavior has been consistent with what you describe.
Well, I guess we'll never know or not know because he's broke up with her. Basically, what comes after their entire almost hour-long discussion throughout the episode is that he's saying, no, we're done. It's done. We're not. And the only people you have left in your life are the twins, are your children. Are they my children? So that was huge, and I thought we might get the answer, but we don't.
And I'm surprised she doesn't know. Like, do you think she really doesn't know, or she, because that she said, I don't know. I'd like to believe.
Like, I believed her in that moment, but then I got confused at the end of the episode.
Right, when she, like, hides the...
Right. So let's talk about the bloody handkerchief. So he cuts his hand with a knife and bloodies the handkerchief and hands it to her and says, have this tested. He's dying to know if these kids are his or not.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he probably would love to meet them.
Yeah.
And be some sort of role in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And she hides the handkerchief. Upon getting back to the palace, she's texting, and it looks like maybe she's going to be texting herself a reminder or texting to Rachel to get in touch with the doctor, and it's very important, and she ends up, during the word important, not finishing the text, putting the phone down and hiding the bloody handkerchief in her desk for no one to find ever again. So I'm like, does she really know who the dad is and she can't follow through on her plan?
Right.
Because it would ruin everything she and Cyrus have been planning?
Right. Or maybe she knows for sure they're King Simons and okay. she doesn't want to hurt Alistair and make him think, or I don't know.
It's tough to say.
Left
dangling once again.
Right. Because if she gets confirmation they're not your kids, she'll have to tell him they're not your kids, and it'll be more reason for him to, you know, just really cut her out of his life forever. So mm-hmm. maybe she wants to just hang on for a little longer. I don't know.
I don't either.
Maybe she wants to sleep on it. I do say the answers come to you in the morning.
Everything's a little clearer in the morning, mm-hmm. better in the morning.
Yes, that's right.
Just plugging Fern's book over here, shamelessly. All right, Helena's role this week. And let's just do Cyrus, too, because that was more mm-hmm. minor this week. So he dares to dress up his new mm-hmm. lady of the Privy Chamber, Violet, mm-hmm. the lady who's been not a maid for only 3 days now. She's all dressed up gorgeously like a bride. I did take note that didn't she look very bridal?
She did look very bridal.
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's beautiful. Gorgeous. She's that actress. Gorgeous. Adorable.
Gorgeous.
I know something that I'm not allowed to say. Oh, dang. Okay.
I'm glad you didn't
next
slip.
Week I can say it.
I'm glad you didn't slip.
I know.
But I'm excited. I can find share out what it is.
Week. So they go to the opera together. So he wants to take her out on the town on a date instead of attend the twins' birthday party. Mm-hmm. And Violet feels very out of place and kind of like everyone is staring at her in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And I kind of was wondering what your thought was on why they kept focusing on her feeling so out of place.
I don't know. I guess just to drive the point home that he's making, you know, a mockery of the crown. He's supposed to be married to someone dignified. He's supposed to be someone to look up to. And I guess they don't approve of her standing, which is so mean, but mm-hmm. that's how these people are. And mm-hmm. I guess just to drive home the point that she doesn't fit in and either does he. I don't know.
Good point. And it seemed like what we were focusing on with Cyrus this week was him continuing to focus on his mortality. Mm-hmm. So when he left the opera with Violet, there were some construction workers who kind of called out to him in the very American blue collar way. It's like, yeah, finally a king that's got some balls. Yeah, long live the king. So what upset him, I think, were them chanting long live the king. Because yeah. I think he was reminded, crap, I'm sick and possibly
right.
dying.
Right. But he liked for a minute that he was being cheered on.
Yeah.
Which shows money and royalty and what you're born into does not buy class. Like, he was on the same level as those guys talking about his, you know, calling her a nice piece. I like your style.
Yeah.
So he liked it for a minute. But then, yeah, those words mm-hmm. reminded him he might not have long to live.
Good point. With Cyrus and Violet's outing at the opera, they did run into James yeah. Holloway's wife, which seemed like a strange thing to insert into the script for me. Uh-huh. So I'm wondering where that little piece of the story is going to take us or why that was important. Mm-hmm. So Cyrus runs into James Holloway's wife. She's very upset with him for passing him over mm-hmm. as the prime minister because he promised to make James Holloway the prime minister. We know all about James and Cyrus' mm-hmm. past as far as being sexual bedfellows mm-hmm. and doing drugs together and all that crazy. And that Cyrus locked him up in the cage, which mm-hmm. apparently the wife knows about, too. She said, how dare what you did to him.
Okay, yeah. They had the greatest exchange.
It was so great.
Where is he? He's working hard since you gave him the shaft. He said, more like working hard on someone's shaft.
And he said,
great dialogue.
Yes, and something about you two will have a lot to talk about. How terrible. I started laughing so hard. My boyfriend was sitting on the couch next to me while I'm screening this at home, and And I'm laughing so hard and trying to explain to him. And he's like, what is he talking about? I'm like, don't worry about it. There's a lot of ground to cover in this show.
Seriously?
So the last thing we get to see with Cyrus this week seemed pretty major.
Yeah.
He pulled a diamond ring out of the royal jewelry case, that so that one room that kind of has the spread of all the royal jewels, he pulls a ring out of the out of the case in a small little box. So it appears to me he's going to be giving this to Violet. What I'm assuming. Right, Poppy. It looks like an engagement ring situation. I don't know who else he'd be pulling a diamond ring out for or what occasion he'd be doing that for.
I wonder if they're going to have a shotgun wedding.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be the best?
Have
that would be the best.
Together?
Or no, I'm not sure. They haven't shown it if they have. Okay. She's around him in lingerie a lot.
Yeah.
But
I wonder if she's
they haven't
it.
Made a point to show if
they like wake up in bed together.
If right, yeah. Or which is they always show when Cyrus is sleeping with someone, and
yeah.
So I'm not sure why they've been staying away from that. Maybe because he really likes her. They're trying to make maybe they haven't slept together yet, and that is the point.
He genuinely likes her.
Right.
Go Cyrus.
Okay, Cyrus.
So he might be a groom.
So a lot of this episode revolved around the twins' birthday party. Yes. So it is the twins' birthday.
This was a very heavy Lenny episode. I'm happy.
Yes. Yay. I know. Our Miley
fan.
Miley forever. What is it? Miley C fan forever?
Forever, yeah.
Yay. I know. Our favorite Twitter follower. She always wants us to cover more on Eleanor. So I hope this is going to do it for you, sweetie.
We will.
So Mandy is telling her, like, aren't you excited for your birthday? Mandy / Samantha. Here we go. I'm not going to know what to call her again this week. Is saying, aren't you excited for your birthday? And she's like, well, no, because it's usually all about my, my mom invites all her aristocratic friends, and it's about her friends, and it's not really my birthday party. She says to her, isn't there any time you liked your birthday?
Yeah.
And she remembers her fifth birthday party where their dad, King Simon, threw them a carnival-themed birthday party. So it was really the only kids' party she ever had and ever had fun at. So Mandy's so smart as to not only convince her to mount the diamond she wants to steal onto a necklace and wear it at the party so that it's available for her to steal, she also plans this amazing party for her that's a throwback to
because Eleanor specifically mentioned they had dodgems. And
dodgems.
Bumper cars.
I loved that conversation. Did you know what she was about to say? Bumper cars?
I was like, what? Yeah.
She's like, we had dodgems.
You know, dodgems.
What the heck's a dodgem? I know, I loved it. Well, so Liam, on the day of the party, gets woken up by friends who kind of want to spice the party up. Mm-hmm. So we get the party spiced up in two ways. We have Mandy planning the carnival kid fun aspect of it. And the boys kind of add the party till the break of dawn aspect with alcohol and all the other good
stuff. I love
stuff.
Liam's friends. I'm glad he has good friends.
Right. I like that that's added this year. Not just a Shook, but that little gang of the three guy friends.
I love them all. Yeah.
It's a good thing. And I can't help but thinking the brunette friend. Because what the two brunettes. Yes. He's going to be something, somebody, sometime.
He's cute, too. Yeah.
I really like him. He seems like a really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's weird when something isn't happening with a character. You're like, why are they hanging around week after week? So that leads me to believe something in this second half of this season is up with him. Something's going down. So the party's amazing. So the twins, Jasper has been, I'm getting all over the place. I'm trying to recap this now. Let's cover Eleanor, Jasper, and Liam all at the same time through the birthday party happenings. Okay, so Jasper has already spoken to Manny and tried to tell her, please don't do this.
Yes.
I feel like his warnings are going on.
Oh, yes. She could care less.
Falling on deaf ears.
And it made me think maybe he really is Jasper from Vegas, because this whole time I was like, who is he really? Is he really an American? I don't know. I couldn't believe it. But maybe he is, because she said, what's the last you've heard from your parents? I heard they're being evicted from their trailer park. So maybe he really is. And obviously he met her in Vegas. They had this plan to steal this huge diamond. I wrote the name down.
The Chloe Noir.
Yes, the Chloe Noir. So I guess they finally wanted one big you know, it's all making sense. That backstory makes sense to
right.
me.
So, well, I was happy that we finally got that. Yes. As we were always questioning who Jasper was. And yes. I think maybe the writers weren't even really sure where they were going to take him.
That's what it seemed like.
Because they kept just teasing little bits.
Yes.
But making us think like, oh, it's not true. It's not true. Yes. Who knows? But we finally... That whole monologue that Mandy had with mm-hmm. him down in the tunnels, we get a lot of backstory on Jasper finally. So yes. it seems that they've been planning this for 2 years, mm-hmm. she states, that a couple of years ago they pulled a $10,000 job at the Bellagio on someone. I don't mm-hmm. think she distinctly said what they did.
Right.
Also that don't worry, you're a better man than your dad. So right. apparently daddy issues there with Jasper. Mm-hmm. And that his parents got caught on a con they were doing. Mm-hmm. And she, or Jasper, I don't think has heard from them. And the last thing she heard was that they were going to be evicted from their trailer mm-hmm. park home.
Right.
After their last con failed. Right. So that's a lot. Yeah. That's for always being told Jasper from Vegas. And the only other time we really got backstory from him was when he was about to sleep with Helena.
Yes.
And... Or whatever really happened with them.
Right.
And he mentioned the crime boss that he liked, but he was really... Yeah. He was with the daughter, but he really wanted the wife.
And you pointed out last week that he said her name was Samantha.
Samantha, mm-hmm. yes. Which I read on a someone's blog, which yeah. I was like, oh my God, thank God I read this. So because I never would have put the two together. So apparently that is the crime boss's daughter.
Okay.
Who he was dating. And they've been pulling cons together mm-hmm. for a few years now. So this has been 2 years in the works. And he obviously is really in love with her if he doesn't want to go through with it.
Yeah. The other thing this whole time, how grateful Eleanor was being. Like, thank you so much. She was so overcome and so grateful. And watching it and knowing she's being fooled and going to get her heart crushed. Was so hard.
So hard. That's what I thought about this episode. I was like devastated for her because is this the first time she's said she's happy?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, probably these two seasons. Yeah. It's the first time.
She was so overcome with joy. Right. Yes.
I got to give Jasper credit this episode. He tried to get mm-hmm. Mandy twice to stop before mm-hmm. she even went through with it. And he also tried to warn Eleanor mm-hmm. without giving away what he was formerly up to and what Mandy is currently up to
right.
with trying to steal right. the diamond. I give him a lot of credit.
I
he
do
just
too.
Wants to be around Eleanor. He loves her.
He does. He fell in love. It's all about love. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, so the party's going on. It's crazy. It's fun. Eleanor's very happy. Liam's happy. He's flirting with the Wilhelmina girl all night. Eleanor takes... Oh, Imogen. Let's talk about Imogen.
Yes.
So the girl from season one that Eleanor met at rehab, mm-hmm. she was really... I think they inspired each other.
Mm-hmm.
But Imogen shows up at the party as a guest of her boyfriend, mm-hmm. who apparently runs in these... royal aristocratic circles, which is nuts. And she's all cleaned up. She looks great. She's happy. She has no tattoos anymore. They were lasered off, paid for by the new boyfriend. And I am desperate to know why it was necessary to bring her there. The only thing I could think was...
What is the point of this?
I know.
Though I was... Okay. It was an interesting scene. It really was interesting. Because
yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm happy for this girl. And then he turned out to be the huge jerk.
Yeah.
And then Liam's friend intervenes, and I was like, mm-hmm. oh, this is going to be great. He's going to have a bigger role, and he's adorable.
Yes.
But then I wrote, what is the point of this?
So I'm wondering if there's going to be a friendship between the two of them, and where Eleanor kind of rescues her out of a bad relationship or something.
Yeah.
It was weird. I was like, this is so great for 2 seconds, and then it turns out her boyfriend's a jerk and verbally and physically abusive.
Horrible. So maybe Eleanor will stop focusing on herself and help someone and truly for once have a friend and help her.
Okay.
And then
Beautiful.
It'll be good for Eleanor. Yeah.
Awesome.
Instead of a love interest that breaks her heart.
Yes. And I was thinking too, like, oh my God, we're going to introduce, you know, a new friend, a legit friend for her. This is going to be great. But then it turned in. I was like, this Imogen can't catch a break.
No, the poor girl.
This poor girl. She went from rehab, total junkie, to the high life with this terrible abusive boyfriend. Gosh, what is going on?
But I think Eleanor will save you, Imogen.
Okay, good. Okay. Yes, well, that's maybe that's prediction. How we can, like, redeem Eleanor this year. Like, she can, like, stop crying for herself. Yes. Stop worrying about herself and do something for someone else.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I like seeing Eleanor in that role.
Yeah.
Like a badass rescuer.
Yeah.
Maybe Jasper can help.
Yes. Did we talk about Jasper in the bot? He was like, take something else. I love that dialogue.
Oh, in the
between
tunnel.
Between him and Mandy, he was like, take something else. What about a vase? Was it at the party?
Yes.
And she's like, the czar doesn't want a vase. So maybe they know who they're going to sell it to. She said the czar or something.
Oh, I thought she said the buyer.
Oh.
I thought she said the buyer wants diamonds.
I was like, maybe it's a drug czar. Oh, okay.
Well, it could have been anybody. So they're going to sell these diamonds off to someone.
Yes.
I love that. So that was part of Jasper telling her not to go through with it, warning her before she did it, and then... Right after she had the diamond saying, please don't do this, yes. before she tried to escape through the tunnel.
Yeah. So he's proven to be, he
was anti the whole time.
Yeah.
So let's go down to the tunnel where Mandy's trying to escape. And she had said, bring that tie. I want you to wear your tie in a sexual way. Mm-hmm. I want to do, you know, 100 things I can think of. Well, he thought of something to do with it. He tied the gates closed so you can't escape, Mandy. Boom.
Oh, one quick thing. Yeah. How did she switch the necklaces? Oh, are we getting to that?
No. So she had a dupe made. So when she went to plan the birthday party, she also, during the day, had a duplicate made.
In matching the necklace, too,
matching,
I guess.
Yeah. So,
that was done pretty quickly.
Yeah. You know, it's television. So through the magic of television.
Yes.
So when Eleanor took her aside in the bedroom to say, thank you so much for planning this for me. And she's like, oh, can I be girly and I want to wear it. When she was trying to put the necklace back on Eleanor, she pretended to drop it. Mm-hmm. Then when she had dropped it, they bumped heads. And that's when she swapped them out.
She must have done it very
well. She picked up the wrong one and handed it to her and tucked the right one away under the bed or whatever.
She's a professional, but yeah.
Yeah, she's a professional con.
Yeah.
Love it. Con artist. So that's how that happened. That's why Jasper grabbed it off her neck in the tunnel and shattered it. And she's like, he's like, it's glass. Duh. So the end of the episode, Jasper's pleading. He has a beautiful monologue with, I guess she's Samantha at this point. The jig is up.
Right.
She's no longer fake Mandy, Eleanor's new girlfriend. He has a beautiful speech where he's practically crying and he's saying, tell her you don't mean it. And so he's crying out to Samantha to tell Eleanor everything he wants to tell Eleanor.
Right.
Tell her you don't mean it. Tell her you're sorry. Tell her now that you got to know her, you could never do this to her. And she's like, you're screwed, bye, which I thought was an awesome way to finish off that conversation. Right. It was like, you're an idiot, bye, you're screwed, bye. But I don't know.
Yeah.
How did you, do you feel like?
That whole scene was so, there was so much, like, it was so impactful. It was, the minute Eleanor said, you two know each other, it was all making sense to her, and her heart was, like, slowly breaking. I feel like the ripping the fake one off and breaking it was like her heart breaking. Like, this is the moment your heart's going to break because this love interest, you know, wasn't true. And this love interest that you thought finally brought you happiness. It's a big fat lie. Oh my God. I just felt so bad for her.
She's like dead inside now.
Oh my God.
Not only did her brand new girlfriend turn out to be a con artist, it's like she finally finds out why Jasper is there. Not only did Jasper sleep with her mom and she's pissed about it, it's so much worse than that.
Right.
She finally does know who he is, which is probably a relief. But
and she looked at the diamond and was like, it doesn't even belong to me. Like, it belongs to the people. Like, she was like, it was kind of like she's saying, like, how could you do this to me? Like, I'm, it's not even what you want or whatever. Like, she just couldn't comprehend it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so sad.
I loved that moment because if you watch carefully, which this is another thing that I caught the second time around, you watch how devastated she is when Mandy walks through the gates to escape.
Mm-hmm.
But Jasper goes with her. And you watch her face be even more devastated.
Like, right, because there was a point when Mandy said to Jasper, it's now or never, babe. Like, right, to Eleanor, all of a sudden, it's like, you're calling him babe? Like,
right.
Like, it's just driven home that they're on that side mm-hmm. and you've been played for the fool the whole time.
Right.
Yeah.
It was crazy. The best part to me was her devastation over him leaving.
Yeah.
Because I think it was showing us, even though he's this disgusting, dirty, evil person, like, I know who he really, he did this terrible thing, but I know who he really is, and I do still love him. Like, I think yeah. it was meant to be like, oh, she still loves him. Yeah. Good news.
And she saw finally that he's like, he gave it back to her. He gave the diamond back to her.
Right.
He's like trying to tell Samantha, you know, he was finally on Eleanor's side,
mm-hmm.
regardless of, you know, the truth coming out. So she finally saw that. But then she gave Mandy the earrings.
I liked that moment because it was like, let me get rid of this chick and get her out of here. Like, if this is just about taking yeah. diamonds from me, here, have these, like, big deal. Like, just yeah. get out of here.
Yeah.
She just was so broken.
Yeah.
She wasn't like Eleanor that puts up a fight at that point. It
yeah,
was
you're
just
right.
little girl, you 5-year-old girl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's at her birthday party where she's being 5 mm-hmm. again with yeah. all the fun games and dojums.
Yes. And then she was like ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
She's like, there's nothing left here. You want.
Right.
Yeah, take something and go. You're right. Oh my God.
Well, can we talk about.
Scene.
I know, so good. Can we talk about why Jasper goes back into the palace and Eleanor does or says nothing? Like, obviously she's emotionally spent, like, cannot be any more emotionally spent than she is. Oh, so she tries to practically burn the palace down. She lights,
right.
She says in a desperate little crying voice, like, get out of my house, because she wants the party over, done. Like, she can't believe that this is her life that just happened. Like, see ya, get out. But it's not loud enough for anyone to hear. So she lights the banner on fire to set off the sprinkler system to break up the party.
And then just, like, lets the water... It was like
right.
a music video.
It was. It was beautiful.
It was. It was heartbreaking.
To our
beautiful.
Song.
Yeah.
So she's limp, like, just, like, dead. Ugh. Like, so done. In the bumper car. And why does she just let Jasper come into the room?
Did she see him?
Yes.
Oh,
she started the song over. I thought she was stopping the music when
yes,
he came
me
in
too.
To maybe speak to him, and all she did was restart the song.
Okay.
And it's also the same song she was singing with Mandy in the very opening to the episode when they were screaming, when they had all the shopping bags and singing.
Oh, it's all coming together.
But they said, we think we broke James when we repeated the song for the 9th time in the car. So she'd been constantly playing this
yes.
song with Mandy, and now she's restarting it when Jasper walks in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't exactly know what that means, but it means something.
It does. I don't know. The whole thing was beautiful.
First of all, I would have got up and punched him in the face.
I think she's just so in shock.
Right.
Still, maybe she'll get angry again next week and be like, he's never allowed in here again. Or she might be like, he actually turned and he does love me. I don't know.
This is along the lines of why is he still at the palace? You know how this whole season we're like, why is he still, why did he get his job back?
Right.
Eleanor could totally rat him out.
Completely.
And get rid of him.
Sense.
And she hasn't. So now it's like, he's back. 5 minutes after she finds out he was trying to steal the diamond from her.
He's still on the payroll.
He walks right back in the room.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And
so
him
I'm
looking
confused.
At her. Yeah.
Their like magnetism in real life must be beyond, because the way it comes through on camera is so powerful.
So powerful.
I feel like they have
to be. Amazing chemistry.
I feel like they have to be a couple in real life.
They have to be. From her Instagram, it looks.
I mean, she won't stop always saying he's my best mate. But, like, the things they tweet to each other, like, I checked a couple weeks ago each of their Twitters, and she was writing the Hello Adele lyrics to him, and he was writing them back. You know, it was like he would write the next line.
Oh, my God.
Like, tweeting this back and forth to each other. And there was a time where I guess they had been promoting for the show mm-hmm. for season 2 to begin, so they were seeing a lot of each other. And then he went back to England, and she was still here. And she wrote, well, just like that, my right arm is gone. Like, come on.
they're adorable together. I hope they are. They have amazing chemistry, and they have to be together in real life.
I'm just so happy. I hope it's not... God, it's like Twilight. It's like, please don't break up because we need this chemistry to hold us through till this show is wrapped up and done.
Just stay together for us.
Forever. Well, maybe they are just friends. I never understood how guys and girls could be friends without some kind of sexual...
Yeah, maybe when working together and working together so closely that they are just maybe just best friends because they spend so much time together. But I don't know. They both have there's something there on cam. They are amazing on the show together.
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
So good. I don't know how. Well, and let me put it this way. Just because I've never had a guy that's only a friend, I don't know how they can have such amazing chemistry and play lovers if they're just friends and nothing else goes on at home.
And they're both single and gorgeous.
And they live together, right? When they're stateside.
Right. She said that on one of the shows, yeah.
Right. To do love scenes with him and then just like, oh, we're just roommates. No big deal.
Maybe because they're actor. I don't know. Maybe because they're
actors. True. It's their job to act. It's so. This is why actors date and marry each other, because you have sex on camera and... You spend 3 intense months with them filming something, and then, oh, whoops, we fell in love.
Yeah, it's a career hazard.
I guess, yeah.
It's a hazard of being an actor.
True.
There are
true
worse
that.
Things.
Well, you guys, we'd love to know if you're really together or not. Not that you're going to tell us.
Please tell us. We know you'll tell us.
What were you going to say?
The queen, when she walked in, and then she saw...
Okay, yeah. So that scene... Okay, I can't say anything else more about that.
Oh, okay.
I will just say I loved her observing them, being like, oh my God, something is majorly going on here with these two.
And I'm thinking that she's thinking, let my daughter have her love. Like,
right.
I lost my love, let her, like, be happy.
Right. Yeah. Like, oh my God, well, at least he's still here with her. And, like, you know, oops, I slept with that guy. Maybe I shouldn't have. Look at them. They're still, like, can't stay away from each other, even though it looks like a disaster went down here. Right. There's the water everywhere. She's soaking wet. The eye makeup smeared. No shoes on. She's obviously, like, been crying.
Oh, my God. That's true. The queen must be like, what the hell
happened? There's a bumper car in the effing palace in the formal living room.
Right. That's true from her perspective.
Yeah. Exactly. She didn't know what went down. She just walked in, like...
Right.
Oh, something really went down here.
Something took place while she was at the cabin.
Ooh, something. So I don't know what the queen was thinking other than something's going on with these two, the way they're staring at each other from across the room. The other big thing that happened in this episode was Wilhelmina and Liam continue to flirt.
Yes.
So I don't know where that's going. I don't know
she's
if this is the next girlfriend.
Than she was in prior episodes. I was like, who's this annoying girl? But in this episode, she was far less annoying and... kind of adorable.
Well, she's going from having been his platonic cheerleader to the next love interest.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if we can trust this girl.
Oh.
We never can trust the love
interest. Never on this show.
No.
Anyone.
So we'll see where that goes.
All right. And then he's
the mystery girl. So the cocktail waitress that they kind of bumped into each other, she had dropped or spilled something and he helped her clean it up. Later, when the sprinklers go off, she's standing there getting soaked. All of a sudden, he has a memory flash of the night he had been kidnapped. He's on his back in the rain, and the necklace has been placed on around his neck. And he remembers this girl's face all soaking wet in the rain. So he grabs her to keep her from running from the party and says, oh my God, it's you. Tell me everything. Why did you do that to me? And she's like, it's not safe. I can't. So another thing. We're left hanging on.
She said,
on.
Not now we're being watched.
Not now we're being watched.
Ugh.
Who the frick is watching
Right, and who is she? But we've seen her next week, yes.
Yeah. So we do get to see her next
yes.
week, yes. Okay. Well, here's the things I'm left with this episode. I'm left hanging. Left hanging. I have here's my royal blue balls for the week. Imogen reappearing. Will we see that abusive boyfriend again?
Mm-hmm.
William's good friend, where's that going? Williams Wilhelmina. Mm-hmm. Or I'm sorry, I keep calling him William.
That's his name in real life.
Yes, yeah. That's why. Will Mosley. Sorry, dude. Liam. Sorry, Liam's buddy. And Liam's girl, Wilhelmina. Like, where's that going? Gosh, it's so much. The diamond ring with Cyrus. Mm-hmm. The paternity. It's too much.
Yes.
Never mind. Everything left me hanging.
You hit them all.
Oh, yeah. My God. I think Imogen was the biggest surprise to me this week.
Yeah.
I felt like we kind of knew where the birthday and diamond thing was going. Like, we'd been set up so much last week.
Yeah.
And I'm happy Jasper stayed.
Yeah.
But I think we kind of knew that.
Finally happened. Like, seeing Eleanor find out was pretty major.
Was great.
Yeah.
This was such a good episode.
It was. But you said next week's even better.
Girl. I can't even tell you. Well, let's talk about what we see in the promos full next week. Why don't we get into predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay. I'm not allowed to do them.
Okay, so I
will
do them.
Lest I be sued by E! And Mark Schwann. Well, do you want me to say everything we see in the promo and then you predict?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to see Liam with mystery cocktail waitress girl. Mm-hmm. And he says to her, "These are dominoes. What's going to come tumbling down?" We also see Liam say to Eleanor, "I think Mom killed someone."
Mm-hmm.
We see Cyrus on the throne giving a really threatening talk.
Ominous talk.
Not really sure who he's talking to there. It ends with, "Things are about to get a whole lot worse." Cuts off right there. And we see Ted Price with his gun drawn on someone, telling them, "You're playing a dangerous game." We again see the man from the shadows at the museum who possibly replying to that same statement, "As are you."
Mm-hmm.
So you are playing a dangerous game. As are you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay, go. Big deal.
I don't know if Helena actually killed someone. I can't picture her actually killing someone, but... Right. She definitely had someone killed and they figured it all out, and that was the start of Domino, I guess. I don't know. It's so, who knows? I can't wait to find out. And then Liam finally talks to the girl, and the girl, maybe the person that Helena killed or had killed, is related to that girl somehow.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Or maybe that girl, I always wanted to go back to Robert. Like, maybe that girl knew Robert at some point.
Okay.
And he, before he died, sent her to help Liam. I don't know. That's my prediction.
Well, I can't tell you if you're right or wrong, but thank you for having your prediction. anything to say about Cyrus in that scene, or Ted Price and the mystery man?
God, I can't figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think Price... I just want him to be a good guy. Like, I can't believe that he would be involved.
Right.
So, I don't know. I can't predict on that one. And then as far as Cyrus, I don't know. Maybe there's going to be a wedding? I always like a wedding. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be so fun on this
show? And then the maid becomes the queen? Like, that would be the ultimate irony.
Ooh. I just really want to see like a full-blown royal wedding on this show.
Yes.
Like, wouldn't that be so fun? As big a deal as the real, like, Prince William and Kate wedding was. I was home from work
day.
I think I called out of work. I'm not kidding. I think I stayed home to watch it live on E! I'm not kidding. I did. I watched it live on E! I remember distinctly, like they had to keep talking, like the commentators, like, banter. And then I remember Juliana being like, And let's join in. Because all of a sudden, I didn't realize we were going to get to see the actual wedding. I didn't realize it was going to be like, now we get to hear everything that the priest is saying and the two of them.
Yeah.
She was like, "And let's join them inside the chapel." And I'm like, what? For real? Oh, my God. Like, I was dying.
I'll never forget. For a wedding, actually, not the royal wedding. And I got up at 5 in the morning because it was so early there. So you must have been early here, too.
It was, I remember just, like, watching all of the coverage all day long with everybody in the streets waiting, and then, like, Pippa with the butt looking amazing.
Yes.
And, like,
amazing.
God, I love a royal wedding.
I could watch it for days. I loved all that.
Okay, guys. All right. That'll do it for us for this week. for the Royals After Show. Cannot wait for next week. Fern will not be here, but she's going to be home for the holidays, but I will be here, guys. Never fear. Next week's going to be such a major episode.
I wish I were here. Well, I can't wait to tune into the After Show.
Yay. Well, if you guys want to talk to us at all this week before the big episode 7, Fern, where can we find you, love?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Rone.
And you guys can find me across all platforms. That is Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecher. MeganStecher. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week for AfterBuzz TV's The Royals After Show.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.